Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Sunshine Cleaning, starring Amy Adams. She's a single mom, you know, just struggling to do right by her kids. So she goes from cleaning homes to actually cleaning up after homicides and suicides.
Hey, you know, I was working this scene today where this guy offed himself in the sporting goods store. So they brought this cleaning crew in.
He's over here and fishing, too.
It's gross.
It's a racket. You ought to get into that.
You think you can make a ton of cash cleaning up after dead people?
This is definitely a different kind of movie for Amy Adams. I mean, you can't get much different than playing Giselle in the movie Enchanted to now cleaning up blood and guts after bodies that are removed from crime scenes. So yeah, this is definitely a dark movie to say the least. And it definitely has that independent feel kind of movie that's pretty low budget, but it's also pretty well done with lots of, you know, finding yourself kind of moments. And those conflicted characters, like her son, that's a very cute but quirky, and her dad, who's played by Alan Arkin, he's lovable but damaged. So as far as these kind of movies go, this is not quite on the same level as Little Miss Sunshine, but it's not bad. And if you like Chloe from the TV show 24, she's in this too, which actually might be completely irrelevant. So on her movie night traffic light, Sunshine Cleaning is a yellow light. Now on to the so-called comedy this week called Adventureland, set back in the 1980s, and to try to make some money after school, James gets a job at an amusement park for the summer, and his co-workers, they're a bunch of misfits.
I wrote for the Gordian Knot. It was a literary journal. No, I've never actually driven an asphalt mixer per se, but I did once drive my friend's van to Wisconsin on a pretty lengthy road trip. What am I supposed to do? I'm not even qualified for manual labor.
Now, you know, I have to say, I just do not remember the 1980s being this boring. Well, you know, a big theme in this movie is pot. Everyone is either thinking about it or trying to score it or actually smoking it. And yes, contrary to public opinion of all those potheads out there, boring. Now, I do think, though, that a good writer, you know, could really take that and make this whole pot theme really interesting, but the writing in this movie was not good, so, yep, boring. Well, they did try to leverage off that really successful movie called Twilight, you know, with the vampires, starring Kristen Stewart, and she falls in love with one of them. Kristen Stewart, she stars in this one, too, and they throw in a sordid affair with Ryan Reynolds, which all means, yep, yeah, still boring. So unless you're up for a snooze fest, this one is definitely one to be missed. So in our movie night traffic light, the so-called comedy this week, Adventureland, well, it's a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.